beaucoup.
Robert Hooke, 1635 to 1703. He was born in Freshwater in 1635. Robert Hooke was the first curator of experiments at the Royal Society. He published his book, Micrographia, in 1665, containing drawings done with the aid of a microscope. These included a flea, an eye of a fly, and plant cells, and was the first to use the word cell in a biological context. William Wordsworth, 1770 to 1850. The poet laureate Wordsworth wandered lonely as a cloud over the downs of the island in 1793. He visited Carisbrooke Castle and saw the British fleet prepare to sail against Napoleonic France, the sight of which inspired him to write The Prelude. John Milton, 1608 to 1674. Best known as the author of Paradise Lost, Milton spent much of his early life writing pro-parliamentary leaflets. At the age of 35, he frequently visited the Isle of Wight, especially the home of John Hopkins, and wrote a sonnet, Sonnet 10, dedicated to Lady Margaret, daughter of the first Earl of Marlborough, who was married to John Hopkins. On the restoration of the monarchy, Milton was accused of treason and would have been executed had Sir William Davenant not interceded with King Charles II to save his life, repaying the favour. Robert Browning. Robert Browning stayed on the Isle of Wight in May 1856, hoping to restore his health. My Star by Robert Browning.
All that I know of a certain star is it can throw like the angled spar, now a dart of red, now a dart of blue, till my friends have said they would fain see too my star that dartles the red and the blue. Then it stops like a bird, like a flower, hangs, furled. They must solace themselves with the Saturn above it. What matter to me if their star is a world? Mine has opened its soul to me, therefore I love it.